The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Gross & Schuster.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Meg with Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. And today we have Gross and Schuster. We have attorney Terrence Gross with us. We are so excited to have him here on the show. You're always so interesting, Terry. Good morning to you.
Good morning. And as you know, I always come with a topic usually related to personal injury, since I'm a personal injury lawyer. And I have been so in Escambia County for 45 years. I'm fortunate enough to have my three sons as my law partners, and we also have five offices throughout the Panhandle to serve all of Northwest Florida. Certainly, most people are aware of our Pensacola office at the corner of Palafox and Cervantes. Then we have a Milton office across from the Dodge dealership. We are in Crestview on Ferndon Avenue, Mary Esther Cutoff, and in the bar on Highway 98. But, I want to go over this whole myth again. I've talked about this a few times, maybe not with you, but in the past, that it just keeps – it's a reoccurring theme, and I think I just have to get on the soapbox because so many people think they have full coverage. And anytime someone comes to my office, any competent lawyer after car wreck is going to ask that person to bring their car insurance in. And when I ask some of these people, can I see your policy? They go, don't worry, Mr. Gross. I have full coverage. And then I start looking at it, and I start shaking my head, and they go, what? And they get, they're about to come out of their chair, and I'm saying, I wish you did. But I do. My agent told me I have full coverage. And I said, maybe your agent told you that, and maybe your agent believes that, but I'm a personal injury lawyer. And what your agent's telling you is full coverage, and what I think is full coverage, may be polar opposites. Because maybe your agent is thinking about liability, maybe coverage. If you screw up, if you cause a wreck, that's what liability coverage is. It's to cover you. If you are a family member driving your car, causes a wreck, then there'll be insurance to insure a stranger. Maybe they're talking about collision to make sure that if a stranger hits you and you have a lot of damage to your vehicle and the stranger's policy isn't big enough, then your collision will take over. They may be talking about those things, but what I harp on, and I'm going to harp on it for the rest of my career till I'm blue in my face, is you do not have full coverage if you don't have uninsured motorist coverage, period. Repeat, you do not have full coverage if you don't have uninsured motorist. I had a couple come in here the other day, and they weren't rich people. These were not rich people, and they had $100,000 of liability coverage. And I commended them for that. I said, we're $10,000 limit state. 50% of drivers only have a 10, you have a 100, that puts you in the top 25% of all the insureds in the state of Florida. By having 100,000, I commend you, but you have to understand that 100,000, it's usually like 100, 300, that 100, 300 policy covers you, it does cover you. If you screw up, you injure somebody, then the stranger could get compensation up to $100,000 through your policy if you mess up. But what if the stranger hurts you? What if the stranger has no insurance or only has one of these $10,000 limit policies, what I just described, that 50% of all policies are in Florida, are only $10,000 limits? Well, $10,000 in this day and age is diddly squat.
And barely cover a bumper. And
I'm talking about your body. I mean, that's property damage. Mm-hmm. So we're not talking about damage to your car. We're talking about damage to your body. But if you go to the ER by ambulance, that's over $10,000 right there. ER by ambulance is already over $10,000 in medical bills. Now, we do have no fault. They'll pay the first $10,000 in your medical bills. But what if you have to go to a chiropractor? What if you need MRIs? What if, injections and so forth, all these things that go on with a lot of garden variety, so-called whiplash cases. Very common to have MRIs and injections and chiropractors and physical therapy and God knows what. Sometimes surgical evaluations, sometimes surgery. This is welcome to my world. I see this is all I look at every day. I look at policies every week. Our law firm, always has at least, 300 or 400 auto accident cases under one roof. And we're just one small firm. We're not Morgan & Morgan and these big advertising law firms that have thousands of cases. So you've seen all the billboards and you probably wonder, God, how can there be so many billboards? How can there be that many accidents? There are. I think as technology increases, we just have more inattentive drivers.
That's very true.
Yes, we still have drunken drivers, but they're few and far between. So many people are texting or doing something, and it's just crazy how many accidents there are. So there's no shortage, but again, getting back to uninsured motorists, because I want to stay focused. So this person came in, they had $100,000, I committed them, and they had no fault. Of course, every policy has no fault, so I didn't even have to look for that because you have to have no fault in your policy. And, of course, they had collision, they had comprehensive, all that. But then I went down, kept on reading, no mention of uninsured motorists. So they had 100 of liability, paying a big premium for that, and no uninsured motorist, and their agent said, this is full coverage. Their agent should be shot. I'm sorry. If there's any agents out there and they want to call in and they want to debate me on this topic, 850-437-1620, welcome. Come on and debate me on this, because there is no rhyme or reason, no rational reason not to have uninsured motorist coverage, because it covers you for your injuries should someone have no coverage or very little. And many of the cars have very little coverage. So it'll cover excess medical bills. It will cover lost wages. And more importantly, and very importantly to me, pain and suffering, mental anguish, loss of capacity to enjoy your life. Yes, some of these people, I meet all kinds of people. I get people that are joggers. I get people that are tennis players. I get people that are in bowling leagues. I had a couple that was, they traveled around doing square dancing. And one partner couldn't square dance anymore, so they had their routine. I got people that are golfers, and they had their golf group. They play twice a week with the same guys and just love playing golf. And all of a sudden, because of an accident, can't do that. They've been robbed. Now, we've got to put a monetary figure on that, which is easier said than done, but it's called compensation. Where are you getting the compensation from? If the person only has a 10, that's it. If you die, you get 10. Quadriplegic, 10. So the only way to go excess over is through your policy, looking at your uninsured or what we technically call underinsured motorist coverage. And so I told these people, I said, I'm going to teach you a little trick, because I know that you're strapped financially and you maybe can't afford all these things I'm talking about. But really, if you reduced your 100 limit that you have, which is really, really high, go down to 50, which is still good. You're still five times what everybody else has. Go down to 50 liability and then have 50 uninsured motorists on two vehicles. And if you do that, your premiums will probably stay the same. You'll still have money for the stranger, $50,000 for the stranger. But if you've got stacking uninsured motorists with two vehicles, 50 plus 50 is $100,000. You actually have $100,000 for you under the way I designed that policy. So they would have $100,000 for them, $50,000 for a stranger, and probably not even increase their premium.
Very valuable information. If you've just joined us, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, talking with Terrence Gross, attorney with Gross & Schuster. If you have questions for him, please text it in, 850-437-1620.
And so I've argued with people over the years. I can remember two arguments. One was an older fella, and he called in on the show, and was going to say, wait, we don't need uninsured motorists because I'm retired, so I don't care about lost wages. And I've got full health insurance, so I'm not really worried about the medical bills either. And I said, well, that's good and dandy, sir. So if you're content, with the fact that you can be minding your business, stop the red light for a minute, and some teenager texting or whoever rear-ends you and blasts you, and now instead of going on cruises with your wife, instead of playing golf with your buddies, instead of being able to play with your grandchildren, you're now in doctor's offices getting MRIs, getting injections. If you're willing to get no compensation for that, fine. But if that's the way you roll, fine. But that's not the way I roll. And no, money's not going to make me better. I get that. I understand that. But at least it's compensation. And if I get that money, then and some people, you know, need money more than others, but it can make a difference. I mean, I've actually had some grandparents saying, you know, I really don't need this money. I'm going to open up 529 plans, college plans for my grandchildren. I have heard people say, you know what? I always wanted to do an Australian cruise. It's so expensive. I'm going to do that now with this money. I've heard people say, you know what? My back's always so stiff. I'm going to get a hot tub at home. I've always wanted to have a hot tub. I just really couldn't afford it, but I'm going to take some of this settlement money. I'm going to put a hot tub in my house so I could at least, you know, soak my back every day. So there is something good you can do however you wish with the money from my personal education, but it doesn't make you better. I don't pretend to tell you that. Of course it doesn't. But at the end of the day, I'm just not one of those people that's just going to let somebody with a 10,000 limit whack me in the rear because they're on their cell phone, not paying attention, and change my life forever. And I'm not the type of person, oh, well, it happened. You know, life's not a bowl of cherries. Too bad. I'm just not that guy. I want compensation. My clients want compensation. I would tell you, of the files I'm handling right now, I personally have 75 files. Half of them I'm dealing with uninsured motorist carriers, most of which usually people, there's not that many uninsured drivers up here. South Florida, probably there's an epidemic. So most people have insurance here. They, again, 50% of the drivers only have a 10. And I've also found, this is just a common denominator, that the worst drivers out there usually have the 10 limits, a lot of them, because they can't afford more. They got so many tickets, speeding tickets and whatever, they can't afford more than 10. And the premiums are sky high because they're such a bad driver. And so they end up, you know, gravitating towards that 10 limit. And then they hit you, and then the carrier saying, well, we'll give you everything we got, 10. And you're going, what? So a lot of my cases turn into pretty significant underinsured motorist claims. I just settled one with an at-fault party, only had 10,000. My lady had 300,000 in underinsured motorist coverage. Now, we had to fight for it, but we got it. So instead of only getting 10, she got 310,000, as she should have. I do it frequently every day of the week. We're battling with underinsured motorist carriers. And again, they're going to fight you just because it's your carrier. It's not like they're just going to roll over. They get to argue the same things that the at fault party could have argued. But at the end of the day, I had another lady that was hit by an uninsured motorist. The guy was a convicted felon from out of state driving somebody else's car with no insurance. And we had to fight. And I wanted $150,000. And eventually, after a fight, I got $150,000. She wouldn't have gotten a dime had there not been underinsured motorist coverage or uninsured motorist coverage.
Terry, what do you think is the biggest? I was going to say, what do you think is the biggest obstacle? Is it lack of knowledge? Is it the fact that people are being told they have full coverage when they don't? Why do you think so many people don't have uninsured motorist coverage?
What a great question! What a great, great question! Really want them to know the dirty secret? You want to really know this is very cynical. The agents. Believe you me, your agents know about uninsured motorists. The ones that sell you policies with no uninsured motorists or non-stacking. So non-stacking, what Florida is a stacking state, which means if you've got three vehicles and it's stacking, you pay just a little bit extra, not much, in premiums for that stacking. And if you got 100 on and it's stacking, you can make a claim for 300. Three times 100 is 300. Now, why would your agent, because you know you've met life insurance people before that want to sell you as much life insurance as you could buy. The disability insurance guys want to sell you as much disability. So why on God's green earth would your agent not want to sell you uninsured motorists? Because it'd be a bigger premium and they make more money. So what is the logic? I'll tell you the dirty secret of the trade. I'm going to answer your question, and here it is. Everything about insurance is quantitative. They are bean counters, the insurance industry. So it's common sense. If you've got a 65-year-old woman that has never had a speeding ticket, she's going to get uber cheap insurance because they want to insure her because she's not going to be out racing. She's not going to get DUIs. And she's already proven she's a safe driver. She's not a speeder. She stops at red lights and stops at stop signs. They want to sell her as much insurance as she could buy because she's such a safe driver. And then the people that are high risk, they either turn them down and just don't take the coverages. They turn you down because they just think it's not a good bet for them. Or they charge you through the nose, you know, say, okay, you're that bad. We're just going to jack up your prices. But they can quantitate that. But what they can't quantitate, insurance companies can't do the bean counting and the quantitative analysis on uninsured motorists because the same 65-year-old lady that is sitting there in broad daylight, she's the third car back at a red light. She's been sitting there for a whole minute, and the little girl is busy texting her boyfriend, never hits the brakes, and rear ends her, and now this lady's seen the chiropractors and getting injections and MRIs through an unknown event, by an unknown party. The insurance companies don't like the risk of the unknown. So think about your homeowners. If you live in Cantonment on an elevated area, your flood insurance is dirt cheap. If you live on Pensacola Beach or in Gulf Breeze, a low-lying area, you're going to pay through the nose for flood insurance. They're not penalizing you for living on the water. They're just saying the odds are you're going to flood more. It's all odds. It's quantitative. And if you're a 25-year-old, very fit, young person with no diabetes and great blood pressure and no body fat, then they'll sell you millions of life insurance for peanuts. And if you're a 70-year-old man that's a cancer survivor with diabetes, you're going to pay a lot of money if you want any kind of life insurance. It's quantitative. But they can't quantitate uninsured motorists. There's no way to quantitate it because it's just bad luck. I've been lucky, knock on wood. I just haven't had the experience of going through a green light that's been green for 10 seconds and having the car blow through and hit me. But many of my clients have had that experience. They've had that experience. So bad stuff happens out there. We see the carnage. We see the wrecks. We shake our heads. But it's just like we're just sort of just, it's just fate and bad luck for some people.
If you just joined us, this is Pensacola's expert panel on News Radio 92.3, Informative, Local, Dependable, talking with Terrence Gross, attorney with Gross & Schuster. Interesting subject today, specifically about uninsured motorist coverage. If you've got a question, text it in, 850-437-1620.
So have we gotten a text, or just everybody just spellbound and quiet?
I think they're spellbound and quiet right now, and probably because you're talking about they're being careful of not texting and driving. If they're listening to you on the car radio.
Let me just tell you the simple rule. And this is before we run out of time. Your uninsured motorist should match your liability coverage. If you've got a 5,100 liability insuring if you hurt a stranger, then by God, you should have a 5,100 insuring your family. if a stranger injures you. So $5,100 for the stranger, fine. Then you should have a $5,100 for your family. But if you have stacking, it doesn't cost more. Not much more. So if your premium's like $80 for that $50,000 of uninsured motorist every 6 months or something, it may go to $100 for stacking. That $20 is great money spent because you could double or triple your coverage depending on how many cars you own in the household. But many families, even not even rich families, many people have multiple vehicles. In fact, it says resident relatives. So if you live with your mother-in-law, is she your resident relative? Yes. I pity you if she is your mother-in-law there, but that's a whole other story. We'll say that for another day. I might have given the mother-in-law thing. It's just a joke. But
I know.
Anyway, but any resident relative, it could be kids. It could be whatever. You have your daughter that moved out of the house when she was 18, and now she's 33 and divorced. She moves back in. Guess what? She's your resident relative. And the coverage will apply to her even if she's not in your policy. She could have her own car with a different carrier, and your coverage would still cover her if there's a car wreck. All you have to prove is that she's a resident relative.
All of this is so interesting,
so let me
Terry.
Let me close this out the way we began. Because I know we always run out of time so quickly. So this is Terrence Gross. I've been a local lawyer here for 45 years. I live and breathe this stuff. If you wish to call us in Pensacola, the number is 850-434-3333. We just retooled our website again. We're always upgrading it, and it's very informative. In fact, you'll see pages on uninsured motors. So if you just caught the end of this, or you heard it, and you just didn't quite get everything, or you were trying to repeat it to your wife or your husband, and you really want them to know a little bit more about it, it's on my website. It's all there. And then that would be grossandschuster.com. And we always give free consultations once a year. We actually invite the public in, usually in May, to review people's policies. And this is exactly what we do. We look for the coverages. We look at your homeowners. We look at your car insurance. And I'm going to talk to my sons, and we since it's already getting close to March, we better set a date because law week is in May. So we'll try to set up where people can come into the Pensacola office, and we'll review your policies for free.
Terrific.
Let you know if we think you got full coverage.
All right. Thank you so much. Been talking with Terrence Gross at Gross & Schuster. The number again, 850-434-3333.